Hello and welcome everyone to the Key to Licensing One Simple Idea, simplifying licensing for inventors, product developers, and idea people. If you are here looking to learn about how to get your product to market through the route of licensing, you are in the right place. Stay tuned and make sure to join the others who are on their licensing journey. Hello and welcome everybody to another InventRight podcast. Today we have joining us April Mitchell. She is a former student and now our new InventRight coach. Welcome to the podcast, April.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and chat with you today.
Well, I'm excited to have you here on our podcast. So I'm not really going to talk a lot. I really just want you to tell us about what your journey has been and where it kind of started for you and how it led to you ultimately becoming an InventRight coach. So I'm going to let you have the mic and go from there.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I feel that my journey really, really started, this may sound crazy, but after having to potty train a couple boys. And that's when I came up with my first product. Was just a product to keep towels on the towel bar. Because once they're on the floor, if they're in the bathroom and there's boys in the house, the towels are nasty. Like, you're not going to use them again. Who would pick up a towel and use it? So my first product I came up with was for that reason, because there was nothing on the market. And so I had to learn to sew and figure it all out. And through that process, I had started watching some of the InventRight videos kind of at the tail end of that process. But I ended up getting into a licensing contract that didn't end so well. The product sat and did not get, made and put on the retail shelves. So after signing that contract, I realized, okay, I've watched these YouTube videos of Steven and Andrew. I need to buy the book for my next product and do what they're doing, do what they're teaching. And so that's what I did, was the right height hook that is ready for retail any day now, is I followed the steps from One Simple Idea. And I got to the point where I was having interest from all these companies. There was at least a dozen or more companies that were interested in the product. And I thought, oh my gosh, I do not want to mess this up. I do not want to sign a bad contract like I did before. I want to make sure this goes all the way. So that's when I signed up to be a student with InventRight. And it was so nice to have someone to walk me through the emails back and forth, or what I should say or shouldn't say, or how aggressive to be or not aggressive to be, or all of those kinds of things. So during that process, I started working on another product or concept, and that was in the game toy industry. And throughout the process, you start hearing no's, or companies start getting stagnant, not getting back to you. But anyway, it all worked out to where I was able to get a licensing deal with an amazing company, Richards Homewares. And it really worked out. They were a great fit for the company. And we signed a license agreement last December, so December 2018. And they had the first prototype. We had all the prototypes done, but their first ready to go product of the hook at the Chicago Houseware Show in March. So that was amazing to be there and see it all unfold while they're pitching it to buyers and companies and whatnot. And now it's to the point where we have perfected it, had a few changes on it, and it's ready for retail, and it should be ready for on Amazon any day now. But then also they're looking into getting it into retail space as well.
Wow, that's amazing. So I'm going to stop you right there. So you actually, this product, that this is your second licensee for this product, correct?
Oh, no. So this is my first licensee for this product. So
okay.
my first product, I had a license on, but it never got made. So that they're totally two different products. I'm sorry. That was not.
Okay. It's okay. No. Okay. So you had the first product that you worked on, you went through the licensing process on your own. So did you have, were you considering getting any help? Were you, where were you at with, were you just trying to do it all on your own at that time and just figure it out like as you went along?
Well, I was reading things. I had hired a couple companies that, you know, are supposed to help you, but
right. Yeah.
They just really take your money.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, April.
So yeah. I had gone through that, right? Because you all have to make mistakes. So
we all
learn,
do. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then I, like I said, I had started seeing some videos from InventRight and kind of taking some of that and learning from that, but I wasn't ready to make another investment after losing so much money from these other companies, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I bought the book, One Simple Idea, and I really was able to do a vast majority with that book.
Yeah.
Because I am a go-getter. I think a lot of people, it's amazing to have the accountability. It's very amazing to have a coach and someone walk you through it. I was just totally determined, like, okay, I could do this. I could do it with the book. And I was able to get so far. So mm-hmm. you could do a lot of it. And I totally highly recommend people, even before they sign up for coaching, to read through the book just to get an idea of the steps and then dig into coaching and have someone go through the steps with you. I think it's amazing to do that.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend reading the book and then start coaching or reading the book along with coaching, just so you have an idea before you start working with a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll give you like the step up.
Yes, absolutely. I feel the same way. How strong did you feel about your sell sheet? First of all, who was your coach?
Arlita was my coach.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. And so how did the process with the sell sheet go? Because we talk about sell sheets a lot with our students, obviously, and our fans. What was that like? Did you have to redo your sell sheet? Did you learn more about marketing and sell sheets while you were a student in the program?
So that's a good question. So I had already, this is interesting. I thought, okay, because this is a product that adjusts, people need to see it working. So I went straight for the video.
Okay.
And I had a video that I made on iMovie. So I had to learn. I'm not tech savvy at all. So there was a lot of learning in this process. So I made an iMovie with photos and short videos
mm-hmm.
and was sending that to the companies before a sell sheet. And then our lead is like, well, maybe you should have a sell sheet, which was good. So I did end up making one on my own. But I think that was helpful to say, okay, oh, I have some other information here for you. So I think it was kind of nice not sending them both at the same time, whether someone were to send a sell sheet, see if there's initial interest, and then saying, oh, I have more information, because then you have another reason to email them.
Yes.
So for me, it worked out really well that all these companies saw the video first.
Yeah.
And then they were able, I was able to send them a sell sheet later with, you know, the bullet points of the benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. Actually, I like that technique where you, if it's a product that needs to be shown how it's functioning or working in a mm-hmm. video and demonstrated, then having both the one pager and then also the videos, and so you don't have to send necessarily both of them, but you can send the initial one for initial interest and then follow up with, I have more information, or a video that I can send you, or a sell sheet that I can send you.
Exactly.
So that's nice.
It's nice because it almost gives you another excuse if you haven't heard from them, right?
Mm-hmm.
to say, oh, I wanted to send you this. I have this other information. So,
yeah. So you had spent money. You've obviously gotten probably taken advantage of by some promoter type companies, or, you know, the ones that promise to help you, but obviously don't. And
right.
So what made you make the final decision of like, okay, this is really what I need and make the step of getting your coach and getting and signing up for the program. Because a lot of times individuals are hesitant. They will have gone through that same experience of spending a lot of money, spending a lot of time, and just either burning out or not wanting to spend any more money to get coaching on doing it and moving forward. So kind of what was it for you that like made you make the decision of, no, I really need the coaching, and then moving forward to signing up for the program?
Well, for me, it was knowing that I already read One Simple Idea and that proved to work because I had all the interest. So it's like, okay, this has proved to work. Now I just need that extra help, that coaching, because there's not the back and forth in the book about negotiation and all like specifics of the negotiation process and term sheets. So you really need someone to go back and forth with, to feed ideas off of. And I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. And so I really feel like that is so valuable and important with getting your first product out there for certain. Because I didn't have that. And my first license for my first product was, I just was given a contract and, had my lawyer look at it and he thought it looked okay, but it didn't end so well. So it's nice. It was nice to be able to have the feedback and the accountability and the coaching for the right height hook. And I knew I needed that because I knew I couldn't do it on my own. And honestly, after having one product that didn't end well in a licensing agreement, I didn't want that to happen again.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I completely understand and agree. And what made you decide? So how did this transition into you actually becoming a coach?
Question. It was really funny is I was doing an interview with Stephen about the right height hook coming out and how it all, came to be. And then later that afternoon, I received a call from Andrew saying that they had a coaching position opening and wanted me to consider interviewing for it. And I honestly, had thought about doing something like that later down the road, because I have had several friends and family members who have come to me with questions about new products and product development and inventions and whatnot. And I've guided them a little bit, but my first thing I always say is, first, you need to buy this book.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what I say, read this book and then let's talk and dive into your specific questions, because there's so much information in here. And and I've had a couple of friends say, you should do this. I feel bad taking your help for free. You really should be a coach. You can charge someone. And I'm like, I'm just learning right now too. And I'm happy to help and pass along what I'm learning. Mm-hmm. And so it was just really neat that it just worked out. And it's been such a blessing to have the opportunity to be able to help others learn what I've done. And the system works. System works, and we need to teach people the system so that they can go on and do it on their own with their other products. Because usually people have more than one idea. And once you get one in and once you go through the process, it just becomes natural and simple, in a, so to speak, where you don't think about the exact step you're doing. You just start doing it. You know exactly when you have an idea, you start researching to see if there's any images or patents or anything out there like it before you invest any more time and energy into it. So it's been really neat, and I'm really excited to come on board.
That's wonderful. Well, we are happy to have you on board as one of our new coaches. And I know that we had met at the trade show in Chicago, and seeing your product up there, it is always such a great, feeling when you see it come to fruition and, see it at the trade show and know that potential buyers are walking by and taking a look at it as well. So that's always so exciting. That's really exciting.
Well, thank you very much.
Did you have one question as a new coach and with new students coming in? What would you tell them as far as like what kind of expectations to have or maybe not to have, but what to maybe prepare themselves for as far as the experience that they're going to have as they go through this process?
I would have to say be ready to learn and be ready to change, because wow, I'm a different person.
Yeah.
From everything I've learned and everything that I've had to do, you know, from even just simple things like, you know, doing a sell sheet, but also being able to contact companies and talk to, you know, head of marketing to the CEO or the president of a company. And it's not always ends up being that, but to have the courage to do that and to realize that you're going to grow as a person, but also in business as well. And it's exciting. And you also can use it in other areas of your life too. It's not, I find that it's not just this specific area, but it's an awesome ride. And I think once you do it, you're going to want to share it with other people, because people are always coming up and saying, oh, I've got an idea. I've got an idea. We all do. It's just whether you're ready to work for it or not. So if you're ready to work for it and you're ready to learn, then you're going to do great. You definitely will do great.
I love that. And we're actually going to end on that note. So be ready to learn and be ready to change. I love it. Well, thank you so much, April. It was wonderful having you on the show, and we will have you back as you're in the midst of coaching our students moving forward and also working on licensing other ideas. So thank you so much for being on with us today. And to everybody and all of our listeners out there, please take a look at all the resources. As you've heard us talking about One Simple Idea, the book, if you haven't gotten it, then get it. And if you've got it, then read it.
Yes.
Because it is an incredible book to get you started on your way to licensing. For those of you who are looking into coaching, please go to our website. You can sign up for a call to speak with one of our advisors about our coaching programs. And then you can also sign up for and subscribe for our YouTube videos at InventRight TV and on YouTube. And that is also another wonderful resource to help you through this journey. So thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, April, and we will see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Key to Licensing One Simple Idea, the podcast. If you haven't already, please go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can also check out our YouTube shows, Straight to Licensing with Amy Jo Brogan and InventRight TV with Stephen Key and Andrew Krause. Join me next week for another interview. Thank you for listening and keep inventing.